Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Hello, this is Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Dr. Martha Tara Lee, or you can just call me Martha, and I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore. My company is called Eros Coaching, that's EROSCoaching.com. And today I have a wonderful guest, and she is M. Kali Hashingi. She is a certified sexuality body worker, sexological body worker, a certified sound, voice, and music healing practitioner, and a certified tantra sacred intimate. She's also a black, or I don't know, we call them African Americans as well, polyamorous, polysexual, almost middle age femme, a devotee of the Yoruban spiritual and science tradition of Ifa. She believes the spiritual and the sexual are irrevocably intertwined. Her spirituality and her politics inform her private practice, the Anesthetic Body, and that's her company and website. She erotic wellness facilitation. The Anesthetic Body offers private sessions to individuals, couples, and triads, as well as public and online erotic breathwork workshops. So M. Kali Hashingi also facilitates breathwork team building and breathwork stress reduction workshops for companies, political and arts or organizations. So you can learn more about M. Kali Hashingi and her work by visiting her website, www.theanesthetic.body. That's E-N-S-T-A-T-I-C body. And today, we will be exploring the link between our sexuality and spirituality, of course, and our title is Exploring Your Direct Connection to the Divine. So, welcome, M. Kali Hashingi.
Thank you, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for making the time to be here on the show.
No problem. I'm very excited about it.
Can you tell us, listeners out here, a little bit more about your expertise, your work, your experience?
Well, I can talk to you. You mentioned my different certifications. Mm. My expertise really lies in helping people to experience their body and their sexual, sensual, and erotic pleasure as sacred. You can tell people that their body is sacred, but they really need to experience it for themselves. They need to experience feeling connected to divinity. And my work is really about helping people have that experience so that they can recreate it in their personal lives.
Mm. How exactly do you do that? Could you tell us more specifically?
I can. So, you know, the techniques may differ slightly, but basically I used breath work. So I have people breathe in a specific pattern. I use sound work. I use tuning forks and the client's own voice. Directing sound into their body. And I use, when appropriate and when comfortable for the client, I use hands-on touch body work.
Mm.
But it's really, it's mostly the breath that really helps people. The breath allows us to get into a meditative state. And in that meditative state is where we can experience our connection to the divine.
Can you maybe, I was just wondering, for people who are trying to understand how breath can help people connect with divine, could you give us examples of perhaps some?
Yes, I can. So so the breath is something that we, for the most part, most of us do automatically, do unconsciously. When we consciously are engaged with the breath, that means that we can do different things with our bodies that might not otherwise be possible. For example, athletes breathe very consciously. Musicians, especially singers, breathe very consciously. When you're meditating or doing yoga, you have to breathe very consciously. And there's a way that when we use the breath to get into a meditative state, that calms the mind down so that we don't, we're not constantly thinking and chattering in our minds. We can be calm and just be in the moment. Oftentimes when we're not consciously breathing, we're sort of in our heads, and our heads are rarely in the moment. Our heads are either thinking about what's about to happen, or we were playing what just happened, or what happened last week, or what happened last month. But rarely are our minds, are our heads in the specific moment that we are experiencing right now. The breath allows the mind to sort of take a vacation, slow down, chill out, and allows the body to be in the moment that you are in. And it's that meditative state that helps people really feel themselves as part of a larger whole, feel themselves as connected to however they define the divine. I don't define divinity for them. It's whatever they believe the divinity or the divine or the gods to be. Being in that meditative state helps them connect to that larger entity or larger entities, depending on how they define it.
So I'm reading the show description here about connecting with entities of choice. When we start going into our breath and into a meditative state, how do we then access the deities of our choice?
Well, the thing that's really interesting is that I believe that the divine is always trying to get our attention. The divine always wants to be in communication and be in connection with us, but we can't hear them because our mind is so busy. So when we get into a meditative state, you don't have to, there's no effort. There's no like, oh, I have to try to connect to the divine. When you are in a meditative state and you slow down your brain, your body and your spirit open, and the divine can connect to you. It's a very tricky thing to talk about, because it really is something that needs to be experienced for each person. Like, I can try to describe it, but it's really, I'm describing it from the outside, and what really is happening is inside that person, and we don't have the language really to describe what happens internally. And sometimes, well, actually, I build this into my sessions, time for my clients to come back out of their body and be able to like communicate again in language, because it's often difficult to communicate in language when you're in that state. And it's often difficult to use language to describe what happens in that state. But it's definitely something that I think every person can do for themselves. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, it doesn't even have to be directly like I'm trying to have a sexual or sensual experience that connects with God. Anytime you're really in your body, if you're, you know, people who run talk about having this sort of ecstatic experience through running. I'm not a runner, so I don't know. Dancers definitely have talked about how when they are in the dance and they're no longer thinking about they're not thinking where their feet need to move or where their arms need to move. They're like in their body. And many dancers have described that as being sort of an ecstatic or spiritual experience. Getting out of the mind and into the body automatically, I believe, and my, you know, I've shown my clients this as well, getting into the body automatically opens you to being able to hear and connect and communicate with the divine.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing what you just shared. It reminds me of my own breath practice. I don't necessarily breathe consciously every day or throughout the day. And what you just described is just so beautiful because it talks about, you know, how we all want to connect to divine and we don't know how. Our breath, slowing it down, being conscious about it helps already. And I remember that you said you're going to offer listeners a free guided meditation audio. So what they can do is email you at info@theanesthetic.com and with the words, the anesthetic body scan, and they will be able to get this audio meditation from you.
Yes.
So that's very generous of you. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And you're, all of your listeners are welcome. What I do in that... I call it the body scan, the anesthetic body scan, and it's something I use in all of my sessions. Sometimes I use it just at the beginning, sometimes I use it at the beginning and at the end, and it's something that I do sometimes just for myself. And what it's about is noticing, really bringing your awareness into your body and noticing what it is that you feel in your body at that moment. So we start at the feet and we work our way up to the head. And I do this at the beginning of a session to sort of for a client and me to sort of get a sense of where they are at the beginning of the session. And then I do it at the end of the session to see if that's changed because I ask them to use one word to describe how they feel. And then is the word different? And often the word is different and the feeling behind that word is also very different. So, so for example, a lot of times.
So we have a break and we'll talk more about the body scan after this.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to Eros Evolution again. This is Martha, and this is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Today we have M. Carly Hashinki, and she's a certified sexological body worker, certified sound, voice, and music healing practitioner, and certified tantra sacred intimate. Just before break, we were talking about breath and how that helps us connect with divine when we use that consciously. We also talked about how being in your body helps you connect with divine as well. It helps you open up and connect with divine. So she has a gift for all of you listeners out there. When you email her at info@theanesthetic.com, you'll receive her free guided meditation audio on the anesthetic body scan. We were just talking about it and how you scan from the bottom of your feet all the way up to your head.
And, yeah.
And then she's done, she does that before and after her sessions, or before at the end of her sessions. Anything else you'd like to share with us about the meditation?
Not really. I just, I think it's always really telling to me and also for the clients how things change over the course of the session, and how a lot of the words they use to describe how they feel in the beginning are often constricting words, or words that are small, you know, small words or small spaces or confusion or sadness or whatever. And then most of the times afterwards, at the end of the session, the words used are very expansive words. Like they feel connected, or they feel big, or they feel held in some sort of way. So it's also one of the reasons I use the body scan at the beginning and at the end is also for me to make sure that I am relaxed and open, because I can't, if I'm constricted, then energy can't flow through me, which means that it will be difficult for me to flow energy into the client and help them also have energy flow through their body. So the same time that they're scanning into their body, I'm scanning into my body. And sometimes if I feel a particular thing, I can tell whether, so say we're doing the scan and we get to the knee, and I feel something in my knee, I can generally, not all the time, but generally tell, wait, that's not actually my thing. That's the client's thing. So that means that during the course of this session, we need to spend some time on their knee. You know, I'm using the knee as an example. It's usually not the knee. It's usually located somewhere along the chakras. But I can, you know, I get to, it's very important to me to be able to differentiate between what is mine and what is the client's, and making sure that mine stays with me and that I use theirs to help them with whatever it is they need at that moment, and then make sure that I don't keep that in my body.
That's beautiful what you're sharing. It takes a very big person to want to do this for other people. It sounds like what you do is almost like a channel, or you are standing in proxy for the client.
Yes and no. So so my name, Imkali Hashiki, means fierce passion. In Swahili, my godmother gave it to me. And I have, you know, usually we use the word passion to talk about sexuality or intimacy, but passion can be much larger than that. And so I have a fierce passion for people feeling whole and being happy. And that's why I do the work. And when I'm able to help someone feel better in their body, or embrace their sexuality, or regain the ability to have orgasm that they had lost, then I get, you know, that actually feeds me as well. So we're both, I'm helping them and they're helping me. So it's a two-way street. It's definitely not like, oh, I'm doing something for them. It's, we're both creating a healing space, and we both get healing out of our interaction.
Thank you. Let's move to the topic of the link between sexuality and spirituality. What do you have to say about this subject?
Oh my gosh, I have so much to say about this. I'll start with this. If you are a spiritual person and you believe that there is a named deity or groupings of deities that created life on this planet and created animals and humans. So this being gave you a body. The body that you have that gave you is capable of a tremendous amount of pleasure, a tremendous amount of pleasure actually created in the genitals and the erogenous zones. So if they gave you this body that has this ability to feel that pleasure, they want you to use it, right? So I feel like anytime you're engaged in feeling that pleasure that this deity, that this God, that Allah gave you, you are saying, thank you for your wisdom in giving me this body. I'm engaging in a dialogue with you as I experience sexual and erotic pleasure. I really also feel that if you decide for whatever reasons to not use this pleasure in the body because you think it's wrong, that you are setting yourself up as actually being above the deity and knowing more than the deity because you're deciding that they made a mistake. So how can those two things coexist? How can you believe that, let's say God, for example, how can you believe that God makes no mistakes? God gave you a body. Your body is capable, extreme, and an amazing amount of sexual pleasure, and then say it's wrong to experience that sexual pleasure. That sounds like to me you're saying God is wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't believe God is wrong. God gave me this body. I'm going to explore the very edges of the potential for pleasure that lies in this body, and that is a way for me to give thanks back to God. That is a way for me to use the vehicle that God gave me for one of its intended purposes, not its sole intended purpose, but one of its intended purposes. And I'm using God here, not, I personally am not a Christian, so, but I'm just using God as a stand-in for whatever the name of the deity that folks believe in. Mm. So I think that there's a very, orgasm, for example, we'll use that as one small orgasm is one small point on the very large map of sexual pleasure. And sometimes it's a place that some of us journey to, and sometimes it's a place that some of us don't journey to. It is not the end all and be all of sexual expression, but it's a point on the map. In orgasm, oftentimes we get this sense of being larger than our body, of being like, to use the vernacular, so-and-so effed my brains out, right? When we're talking about, we got really good sex last night. So-and-so effed my brains out. Cause it's like, you can't like talk. You can't think of using language. You're in a state that isn't about your head. You're in a state that's about your body. And whenever you're in a state that's just about your body, you are also, I believe, in communion with God. And one of the easiest ways to get there is through sexual pleasure. I was born in the 60s, and in the States there was a magazine. I don't know if it's still around. Oh no, I think it is still around. There's a magazine for Black or African American. Well, I'm going to say Black because it wasn't just for African American women, called Essence Magazine. And the editor-in-chief, Susan Taylor, had this drawing of her that appeared in every issue of the magazine. She had these lovely flowing braids. And so the drawing was a picture of her from the side.
Yeah? Sorry, I think you cut off. So let's hope that she comes back onto the show. Oh, okay. You got cut off just now. Could you just repeat what you said about the braids?
So her braids turned into the cosmos, like in the picture. Like, so there were her braids, and then it suddenly was like the moon and stars. And I think that when you're having good, embodied, connected sex, that's what it feels like. Like there's no back to your head. It's just connected to the cosmos. And that's what I try to help my clients get to, a state where they can have that experience as well.
Got it. That's a beautiful analogy, a beautiful example of what you mean.
Mm-hmm. That really sparked that picture. I think about that picture a lot. And someday I hope to meet Susan Taylor and tell her how her picture inspired me.
Mm. Yeah, we draw inspiration from certain things and they stick to us and they define, mm-hmm. they define a direction or, yeah, it helps to anchor us. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, anchor us to what is important to us.
Yes, and what's possible. I mean, I definitely didn't think reading that magazine and seeing that at, you know, 12 or 15 years old, that was going to have any bearing on my professional future. And then it turns out that it does.
At that time, you probably saw it as something you couldn't understand, but you saw it as something significantly important.
Mm-hmm. And something I wanted to experience for myself. And that is how I experience connected embodied sex. Not, you know, not all sex is embodied and connected, or somebody said, you know, even bad sex is pretty good. So not all sex that I personally have is makes me feel that way. But if I'm in my body and I'm connected with my partner, then that's definitely, I feel like we're engaging in something that's bigger than the two or three of us.
And every time we have sex, whether with ourselves or with others, is always going to be different.
Yes, each time is very different. And each time, you know, the connection, sometimes when folks talk about sacred sexuality, they have this idea that, you know, we have candles and there's chanting and we're burning incense. And it doesn't always have to feel like you're in a church for it to be sacred, because God also gave us the ability to laugh. So if you're having sex, I've definitely had sex with people, you know, where you're just laughing hysterically through it because you're connected to something. The two of you are connected to something.
Mm. Thank you. We'll have more of sex and laughter after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. We are at the halfway point of the show, and I'd just like to do a little call out to people who are listening who would like to share with your friends about our Om Times Radio. What you can do is you can send them the link, omtimes.com/mobile, and with the link, anybody who has internet access will be able to listen to any of the shows on Om Times Radio. And just now, just before a break, we were talking with M. Kali Hashinki, and she talked about how our body is expressing our sexuality through our bodies is a way of saying thank you to God, whoever God means to you. It's a vehicle, one of the ways in which we can connect with divine. She talked about communion with God, and she also talked about how sex is different every time, whether by yourself or with somebody else, and it can be really fun.
Yes, sex can be fun. Sex can be
funny.
funny. I mean, it is. If you think about it, it's kind of funny. But I think that whenever we are in the moment, like really being in the moment and not being sort of concerned about what we look like or thinking about what's going to happen afterwards or thinking about what we wished we were doing. Anytime we're really in the moment and we're having truly connected sex, whether that sex, as you said, is with ourselves or with our partner, I believe that that is a sacred time. And I believe that that is a way that we thank God and that we connect with God. I also believe that one of the reasons that standard religions often have taboos about sexuality has to do with the need for people to have power over others. So if your sexuality and your erotic and sexual pleasure can give you a direct experience and a direct communication with God so that God, I'm going to stop saying God this time. I'm going to say Yahweh, so that Yahweh can tell you exactly what they want you to know. You don't need a priest to interpret what Yahweh wants. So then the priest doesn't have power over you. But if the priest can convince you that your body is evil and that having sexual pleasure is bad and that, you really need them to interpret what Yahweh wants. Then they can tell you what to do. They can take your money. They have all sorts of power over you. And I think that that's really why, especially the big three, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. I really think that that's why, in most of their mainstream tenets, they are anti the flesh.
Yeah, I kind of agree more. They have difficulties with expressing their sexuality and very caught up with what's normal because somewhere along the way, they lost sight of what is it really about. So I think we've lost M. Kali Hashinki on the phone. And so I'm just going to recap a little bit more what she just said, because I really do feel that a lot of people have issues with, just trying to get her back, have issues with their sexuality because they are told that there's a right way or wrong way in which we can be sexual. And that really does a number, because if we don't know anything, then we need to listen to some figure of authority. And then, you know, it doesn't really serve us at all when every single time we do something, we have to check in. And we lose a big part of our intuition, because for me personally, something that feels good, so good, how can it be perceived as so wrong in so many different ways? And so I completely agree with what M. Kali Hashinki is saying. So just for you listeners out there, remember her website is www.theanesthetic.com. That's ENSTATIC. I'm still trying to get her back onto the line.
can do a quick call out to listeners out there that you can, for the third time mentioning, that you can get her audio meditation by emailing her at info@anestheticbody.com, and you have the heading on the email, the anesthetic body scan, and you will be able to receive that from her. Are you there on the line? Oh, yeah, she's dropped off again. So hang on, let me try to get her back. So just for those of you who are not aware, I actually have several campaigns that I run throughout the year. In February, I have Fabulove, and in March, April, I have EcoSex, where I talk about how we can have healthy sexuality that doesn't hurt the environment or our bodies. And in May, I have Masturbation Month. What I do is I provide free content to people who are subscribed, and that's my little effort of making a difference in the world that we live in. You can get Fabulove emails and EcoSex emails. And coming up from the 1st of May, the new Masturbation Month series, by signing up to my website at www.arrowscoaching.com, then you /subscription-options. That's subscription-options, because what happens is you will be able to subscribe to all these campaigns when you want to. Just be aware that you may be inundated with lots of emails when you subscribe to more than one campaign. Each campaign for at least this year is going to be a series of 7 emails. So that's 7 emails over a period of over the campaign month. And I am trying to get our guest back onto the line, so just be patient with us. Yeah, so that happens, and as radio hosts, we have to be prepared for everything. Sometimes when you run out of battery on your phone, she's actually calling in from her phone because she was dropping somebody off at the airport, and so perhaps that's one of the reasons why the connection is not that great. And it can't really be helped sometimes. We've been talking about her expertise and how she got into the field of being a sound voice and music healing practitioner as well as sexological body worker. I feel it takes a really big person to do all this work, because you're holding space for someone, and they come in with their fears, and you really need to make sure that your energy is clean and you are strong so that you are not badly affected during the after the healing session. I mean, in my work as a sexologist, I don't do hands-on work, and I feel really tired sometimes after a client comes in and they're crying or they fight in front of me, and that really affects me sometimes. There have been times where I pick up their energies and I just feel this incredible sadness throughout my entire body, and I just need to cry to let it out, because I know it's not mine, and I need to process it, but I just need to let that go. And one of the ways is crying for them, crying out their pain out of my body. And it's ways that we need to, I think, even for people who are not very sensitive to such things, to really take care of ourselves. Yeah. We often are so caught up with give. We give so much to the people, and we perceive that as that's the right way to live, and we get depleted and tired, and we lose energy. And the way we need to fill ourselves up is actually not by expecting our beloved or the people in our lives, our loved ones, to do all that for us, because that's really too much to ask. They also have their own journeys and struggles. And so it's really up to us to do that for ourselves. When we take care of ourselves, we show up in a different way, and we are actually being of service to the world that we live in. And perhaps I'm preaching to the choir. Perhaps I'm telling you things that you already know. However, from time to time, it's good to have reminders, for myself included. When I see my clients come in and work through their issues, their sexual difficulties causing them to have problems with having sex, I really begin to appreciate what it means to be human and to have humility to come in, seek help. And I see the love that binds them together despite their difficulties. And that reminds me of how precious love is. It reminds me of how important it is to hold my friends, my family, my beloved close to my heart and not give up so easily. And I get reminded all the time when I see my clients and how I respect them for how strong and brave they are. They don't know this. I don't say it to them. They are my teachers. They teach me so much about life, the different flavors of being human, and of course, the different shades of being human. In case you haven't watched 50 Shades of Grey, please don't take it so seriously. Everyone has something bad to say about the show. However, really, sex can be fun, it can be funny, and we don't need to be so caught up with being judgmental about a movie that is based on a novel that's meant to be erotic and meant to get people off. So we'll talk more after the break, and I hope I'll be able to get our guests back.
Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. And my guest is back. We really are practicing laughter here.
Yes, yes, we are. We're having a sacred phone call.
So before you get cut off again, could you tell us listeners any practical tools or tips that you can share with them about how they can start that they can start using immediately?
Yes. I think if you have a meditation practice, try meditating before having sex, or meditate with your partner before having sex. Another thing that you can do is, if you're having sex with someone else, is spend 2 minutes holding hands and breathing and looking into each other's eyes before actually getting physical. That will create an energetic connection between the two of you. If you are having sex with yourself, one thing you might do is place one hand over your front genitalia and another hand over your heart and just take 10 relaxed breaths before getting physical with yourself. It's really about making sure that you are fully in your body before engaging in any sort of sexual play, whether that's with yourself or with someone else. One of the pieces of homework that I give to my clients actually involves every day, either at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, is placing usually I'll have them place their right hand on their front genitalia, their left hand on their heart, making sure that their jaw is relaxed and that their butthole is relaxed. Just take 10 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, and do that every day. And that will help you to reestablish the connection with your body. And when you have a connection, an authentic and strong connection with your body, it becomes easier to connect with the divine through your body.
I love what you're sharing. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you. But yes, that's a piece of homework that I give to pretty much every client. They're called anal breaths, and I have them doing 10 anal breaths. Now, whether they actually do it in between sessions, that's another story.
Wait, slow down. How do you do an anal breath? You have to explain that.
So the anal breath is in through the nose, out through the mouth, making sure your jaw is relaxed and that your butthole is relaxed.
Oh, okay. So you just connect with your butt. Do you touch your butthole? No.
You can. Sometimes that helps. But what I do is when I have people on the table, I'll say, check in with your jaw, and if it feels tight, wiggle it around, because we're usually a little bit more conscious about tension in our jaw. And then I'll say, bring your awareness to your butthole. If it feels clenched, you want to consciously unclench it. But if you're not sure if it's clenched, because often we walk around with a very clenched butthole, if you're not sure if it's clenched, consciously clench it and then consciously relax it. So the anal breath doesn't mean that you're breathing with your butthole. It just means that you're bringing your awareness to your butthole.
Mm. Can you tell us a little bit more about the importance of relaxing our anus?
Yes. So depending on whether or not you are someone who knows about the chakra system and the system of energy that lies along sort of a line in front of our spine and our body. If your butthole is clenched all the time, you're cutting yourself off from, one, the energy that surrounds you, the energy of the ground, the energy of the air, and it also is going to be more difficult for energy to flow throughout you. Mm. And that's on an energetic level. On a physical level, the butthole and the mouth are opposite ends of what is basically the same tube. And if you are clenched in either place, that means the space in between you is also tense. So you want to have a relaxed butthole and a relaxed jaw so that you can have a fully relaxed body. Mm-hmm. You cannot have a fully relaxed body if your butthole is always clenched. Mm-hmm. So just for muscular reasons, you want to have a relaxed butthole. And then if you're trying to move energy in your body or share energy with another person or take in energy from around you, you need to have an open and relaxed butthole. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're deliberately, there are times when it makes sense to clench your butthole when you are, one, trying to make sure that you're not taking energy in from the earth or the air around you. A particular technique called the big draw, that is about having a full body orgasm rather than the orgasm locked in the genitalia. And, during that technique, you do clench the butthole, but generally the butthole needs to be relaxed.
Great. I love what you're sharing. Recently I was on another radio show where I was talking about, how our anus is connected with our jaw, and how if we relax our jaw, it would help. And I couldn't really explain it as well as you did. So
there are opposite ends of the same. Like, it's the same. If you follow from your mouth down your throat into your stomach into your intestines, blah, 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 and then it comes out your butthole. It's the same tube.
It's so simple.
And sometimes when I'm doing, I do a
I think I can hear you again. Hello? Can you guys hear her? Because I can't. Oh yeah, the call has dropped. So it's unfortunate that we lost her again. That was M. Kali Hashinki, and we'll just try to get her back. So what happens is, because of an errand that she needed to run, she was actually calling us from the car on her phone. And when she got cut out previously, it was because her phone got overheated. But we'll try to get her back. She's fabulous. She's lovely. And she's teaching us about the importance of our breath and connecting to divine by using it consciously. And she just shared with us a very important exercise of putting one hand over your heart and one hand over your genitals, just cupping it and then breathing consciously. Did she say 10 times a day? Yeah. And then there's also being very conscious of relaxing your anus, which is connected to your pelvis. And it helps you to be able to have energy flow through your body much more easily. You will have much more easy and consistent access to your creative energy as well. And when we have chronic tension, what happens is it results in numbness in our body. It cuts us off from our life force energy. And of course, acute tension can manifest as pain when this happens over a long period of time. No wonder people are coming up with all kinds of diseases and blockages in our body that manifest in the form of, say, lumps or tumors. And this is just one way in which we can prevent ill health from happening in our bodies, because we were never meant to not breathe and not be connected to our bodies. And so these are just very, very practical tips that M. Kali Hashinki is sharing with us today. However, the trick is really in the practice. I have lots of people who just don't have the discipline or patience to carry on doing something for a prolonged period of time. So maybe they do it for like a few days, and after a while they say, oh yeah, I got busy, I forgot. Well, that's just not going to make any big difference in our lives if we don't keep at something as simple and as powerful as what she shared. You know, she has been doing this for a really long time. And if she could share one tip, that was the tip that she chose to share it with us listeners today. So I hope all of us can take it on board, myself included, of course. Let me share a little bit more of what I do know about the heart and genital connection. When we place our hands over it and we breathe, we're actually inviting our bodies to connect our genitals, where most of our sexuality resides, or, you know, our genitals. We use that for sex. And then there's also our heart. If we want to have heart-based connection, heartfelt sex, emotional intimacy, then the heart genital connection is very important. As a trained sexological body worker as well, even though I don't do hands-on, I have had the training. And as a sexologist, I do teach this to my clients as a practice because I often feel that they have a split between their heart and their genitals. The upper part of their body is working and functional, and the lower part is not. The lower part is dirty because that's where we pee from and defecate from, and they don't really want to think about it. So we have shame, guilt with touching ourselves, and therefore also with self-pleasure, and then, of course, leading to difficult or even painful sex. So the link should make sense to you listeners out there as I describe it. It's so simple, and yet we don't think about it. Some of us, you know, have not had that level of training that Emekali Hashinki and, of course, myself have received. And so what is common sense has become uncommon common sense. And therefore, it's just so important that you begin to realize what we're sharing has a lot of truth to it. We've come to the end of the show, and I'm so sorry I can't get her back onto the show. Next week, what I'll be doing is something special. I'll be doing a recap of all the lessons and messages I have received from all our guests. So tune in to Eros Evolution next week because it's going to be a really special one. You don't want to miss it. And this has been Martha of Eros Coaching. Keep loving, keep being sexual, and keep meditating.